Hello everybody, we'll start shortly, just give us a few more minutes before we get more people in. Yeah, if you don't mind, share the warm, let's spread the word, because we had some technical difficulty, we had to start the space all over. Yeah, so get ready to know more about Geckies. And again, thank you for joining in. We get more people in. Just stay tight. The fun will start soon. Hey, gangs.
Yo. Yes,
I'm good. The original link couldn't start, so I had to start a new one. So we lose some people there. There's always something with X or Twitter.
Oh, really? Didn't want to start?
No. Say couldn't start.
Yeah. That happened to me too a while ago when I was trying to host a space. Yep.
Maybe because it's our first space, that's why.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yo, how you been though? What's going on?
I've been good, a little bit busy, you know, with everything going on.
Hell yeah, dude. Congrats on the platform. It works great. I enjoy it. Like, raffles for me, like, are a big part of my fucking life. I participate in a lot of raffles. I've done a lot of raffles myself. I've actually done raffles for really expensive, like off-roading toys. And just seeing it on Stargaze was like, oh wow, amazing. Like, heck yeah. It's just a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And we have a lot of updates that will make it even better with NFT and DAO. So it's going to be...
Yep. And dude, whoever won that bad kid, congrats. They only bought one ticket,
right? Tickets. Yeah, only one.
One ticket for what? How much was it?
200 stars. 200 stars.
That's the fun part, dude. That is the fun part. When somebody wins just with one ticket, that's the fun part right there. Hopefully that's more people will realize how fun they are.
Yeah, that's the best investment in Stargaze history, I guess.
Yep.
So far, let me see how much is 200. That's 200 stars is not like... Yeah, it's like five.
That's it. Oh my gosh, dude.
Well, yeah, thank you everybody for coming in. We start shortly to talk a little bit about Geckies, who we are, and what's the vision, right? Yeah, Geckies are all for fun, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I'm over here just making some tea right now, man. My throat is still like, bad from East Denver. I'm still coughing, dude. I'm still freaking coughing.
Still now, damn. Yeah, I'm going to be at NFT Nashville. Will you be there?
I don't know if I'm going to go any more crypto events this year, to be honest. after what happened in East Denver, dude, how sick I got. I have no idea, man, if I'll be able to attend anymore.
I feel you. Let's see. Yeah, do you think we should start it now? Like, fuck it, or like, just give it a little bit more time? Wait for more people to join.
Yeah, just give more time. And anybody can come up here and just chill with us and talk. Most of the time, we're just, you know, having fun and bullshitting.
Yeah. If you want to come up, just make sure to come and ask questions.
I'll share the space in a few channels.
Yeah, let me do that too.
So yeah, when is the event at NFT Nashville? What, when is it? July?
NFT Nashville, yeah, most, I think it's July. Yeah, I think it's July. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll try to go as much event as I can, because the last event I went from NFT Nashville, that was like a pretty, that was a crucial aspect of my project. That's where I was able to get to like some of the dev that's actually helped me build this platform. So it's like networking actually work, you know, like in this kind of event. Yeah. And like Kaku from Yelmos is like, he played like a major role.
Sweet. Jacob, by the way, like Jacob's the one that's speaking right now behind the Gekkies account. Jacob from Atlas DAO, if you guys didn't know that already. So do you plan to, maybe we should wait for more people, but I'll bring this bring up this question up later. Again, do you plan to provide any sort of like utility for Gekkies in a way that it kind of ties into what Atlas DAO is building? Or do you just, you know, or is it too early? Is it too early to even start talking about it?
I would say we do. I do have something planned, but I'll just leave that for now. But maybe like we can talk
Cool.
about it next week. Leave that suspense out there. You know what I
No, for
And there's
sure, for sure.
also one other project, a protocol that reached out to us, that want to partner with us, and like pushing Geeky forward. So it's not just gonna be me. It's gonna be other project as well.
Yes, right on, right on. What
Yeah.
one thing I like about Gekkies is that, you know, the main focus is trying to bridge over the Hedgies community on ETH. That's an NFT project for the DYDX, you know, protocol.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I love about the Gekkies, is that's the main focus there, is bringing that community over, along with the stakers, right? People that are staking their DYDX tokens and who are very active on the DYDX platform. That's the main focus. And then obviously, like once those like th those wallets are done minting the Gekkies, it'll be open to all the collabs that we've been doing for Gekkies, right? And then that obviously that's going to be opened up to like the Stargaze community, because a lot of people that we've been reaching out to and reached out to us are big into like Stargaze NFTs. So yeah, looking forward to all the fun mints that are gonna be coming up.
Yeah, can't wait to see what's gonna come out of this. And a lot of passion was put into this, so it's yeah, so I'm excited. But again, thank you everybody for coming up and joining us. This is our first space actually for Geekies. But yeah, so if you don't mind, share the room, bueno friend, bueno cousin, bueno someone with you, you know. Like, retweet,
Yeah, please give us a hand, retweet. And then we'll be drawing the winners for the whitelist spots, because we did one for just doing some funny memes and stuff on a tweet. That's it. Like, just do some funny memes on a tweet and you get a whitelist. Like, no problem, easy peasy. I'll be picking the winners for that. What else? Is there another one that we have to pick winners for, Jacob?
No, we could just pick someone who's here, right? Someone who show up, you know?
Oh
Just
yeah.
a couple of people who showed up, you know? Yeah,
Definitely, definitely.
definitely, yeah.
All right. Did you share this space in the Stargaze Telegram yet or no?
The main Telegram? No, not yet. Yeah, you want to do that?
Yep, I'll do that, no problem. Yep.
All right, let me just share that in the Joe chat, the Joe. Me see.
Here we go. Share.
Right. Yeah, we got a few more people, so that's good.
Yeah, bring them up if they want to talk. Ask for the mic if you guys just want to hang out.
Yeah, don't be shy.
What, hey Jacob, what about NFT NYC? You plan to go there?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. Yeah, I'm gonna be there the whole week.
Damn, lucky man. Lucky,
Yeah,
lucky.
because I live in Jersey, so it's like literally just a bridge away.
Dude, like how lucky that I know, bro.
Or like a train away.
You remember how fun it was last time we went, right? It was
gosh, it was a blast.
Yes, dude. It was so fun.
Even so NFC Stargate, was great too, you know.
Yeah. So Stargate is this hosting an event out there. And it's like invite only. So if people are gonna be out there, you need to hit up Darius. You need to hit up Darius.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at that one too, so it's gonna be great. Can't wait to see like new faces, because I know Signal will be there. Brady from Signal. So that'd be great. I don't know if will Eric be there. I know Eric from like Eric Cosmospace. I don't know if he's
Eric. I don't know if Eric's going to NFT NYC. I'm not sure if Babylon is gonna be out there. If Babylon is gonna be out there, probably. You know, he goes wherever Babylon goes.
But I don't think I met Eric in person yet. We talked a couple of times on face call and stuff.
Yeah. Stash App is here.
Yeah, what's up,
Stash App? I just seen that they added Base to their platform. Congrats. That's fucking sick. I think Base is getting a lot of attention right now. People are freaking just moving all their ETH to Base. I tried moving my ETH to Base, but I think it was just because it was a crazy day for that, and it took like hours. I don't know what happened, bro, but the transaction didn't approve for hours, but I think they pushed an update or something. They fixed it.
They don't have a token, right? Just a layer with no
token. Layer two. No token, but man, you never know. Like, why wouldn't they come out with a token, right? They should.
I think they're teasing us. Maybe they might have one.
Well, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they're like, why would they come out with a token? They already have a coin on the stock exchange. I'm like, that's different. That doesn't matter. You know, just because they have coin on the stock exchange, it doesn't mean that they won't come out with their own token. But anyway. Yeah, congrats, Stash App. Cool to see that you're adding a lot of different chains to your platform.
Yeah, and I think they are coming with a new update to Stash 2.0. So I can't wait to see that.
Yep. Reminds me of like, you know, the Magic Eden platform. They're including different chains. So pretty cool.
Yeah, and also like, I don't know if you remember Voyager. I don't know if I say Voyager. They used to have a stock and a token, so you know what happened to them. So they went under.
Oh yeah, yep. I had a buddy that invested big into crypto and used Voyager exclusively. Yeah.
I think we had a couple of people like that on our space. You remember early on?
yeah. I think Kit was one of the Voyager users. I think it was Kit. Maybe, I don't know.
That's where I used to stake my Atom.
You staked your Atom on Voyager?
Yeah, before. Yeah, that was way before. But that was before the crash, so I got my thing out. But like, I used to when I was a newbies.
Dude, my coworker, I was talking about airdrops, and I'm like, dude, we're getting so many airdrops, blah blah blah, and he's like, how do you qualify for the airdrops? I'm like, dude, basically just stake some Atom. You know, that's the easiest way. If you have some Atom and you don't have a stake, you got to stake it. He's like, dude, I have had my Atom staked for a few years. I'm like, how much? Dude, this guy had enough Atom to qualify for every airdrop. Seriously. And he had him staked on Kepler. We're using Kepler wallet, I mean. So he wasn't staking them on Coinbase or anything. He was actually, you know, staking them on his own wallet. I'm like, bro, the amount of money you just missed out. Oh, my God. I didn't even want to go down the list, but I did mention like the Tia airdrop, and he's like, no freaking way, man. I'm like, yes.
Even before Osmosis?
Before Osmosis, which was in 2018, right?
Oh my God, no, that's 2021.
That's way too early. I don't know what I'm thinking. That's way too early. Yeah, 2020.
I think Osmosis came in 2022, right? Or 2021.
No, I think there was a snapshot way earlier than that. I think there was a snapshot. I don't remember in a while.
Yeah, but yeah, you could have got a lot, like Juno, Neda, all of these.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Hey, but you got to pay attention to this kind of stuff, you know, right? Like I found out that Bad Kids got an airdrop recently. What was it? Pike Finance or something? Pike, yeah. And I just didn't even see that announcement. I didn't know you just had to get a Discord role and you would have qualified for an airdrop. Kind of like the Wormhole airdrop, right? You had to get a Discord role. I paid attention to that one because that one was just like posted everywhere. But this one, the Pike one, I had no idea. So you got to pay attention. That's all it is.
Yeah, you do. Because it's all attention economy, right?
Yep.
It's not like a lot of work. Unless it's like you have to like put your seed phrase somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like gotta be careful and all that. But pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm seeing we got a good crowd right now. We got like 25 people. That's good. Yeah, so if you have not, make sure to share the room and, you know, spread the words.
Let's go. Yeah, so if you guys don't know, I'm Little Gains with Stargaze. And I'm currently just helping wherever I can with the Skekis project. Right now, planning to mint on the 29th. You know, we're targeting for the 29th. If everything goes right, yeah, it'll happen on the 29th. So be ready.
Yep. So, and as you guys may know, it's a free mint. It's going to be a great free mint experiment on Stargaze to see what's going to happen. How many free mint did they have on Stargaze before? I think maybe the chicken one from Red Bull. What else? Do you remember any other?
Oof. Let me think. Let me think, bro.
Jeez. I'm trying to think too.
It depends what you mean by free. Like, do you mean literally zero stars?
Zero.
Like 100 zero stars is free, bro. Literally.
Like, no, zero stars like us. Zero stars like us. We're doing zero stars. So
we say free when it's under $50 in the squid telegram. If it's under 50 bucks, it's free. But technically, yeah, you know, it's not. But that's just the meme.
The meme. Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Honestly, I just don't know how many free ones there has been. There. Yeah, I can't count.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is the chicken one from the Red Bull. I think that was free, right?
I didn't get to mint that one. I had to scoop them up on secondary. I have like 50 chickens. What do I do my chickens? Please tell me.
What do I do with all these damn chickens? I got a couple one too. I'm like, yo, I think you can race the chicken.
Please tell me what to do with these damn chickens. I have 50 of them. Get Red Gang in here, please. Red Gang, if you're listening to this. Oh, they're still doing races, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing chicken race.
Yeah. I gotta participate in that. But then yeah, I have to sacrifice my damn chicken. I don't know if I want to do that.
Will you burn your chicken? I don't remember that being part of the race.
Well, if you lose the race, what happens? It's not.
Oh, that's okay. Now I get it. Oh, I haven't done a race, so interesting.
I think you do have to sacrifice a chicken. Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh my gosh, we have a legend in this space that just popped in. All right, his name is Resident Cosmos. If you don't follow Resident Cosmos, follow Resident Cosmos now.
Yeah,
he is the
meme master.
He's the ultimate meme master in all of fucking Cosmos, and almost I would say he's close to becoming the meme master of all of crypto. All right, he's a legend.
Yeah, this guy meme is on a different level. You know, I mean, like I'm watching like this meme on Telegram. I'm like, yo, that's wild. Oh, by the way, guys, if you have not, make sure to check out our Telegram chat. Let's, you know, I mean, like let's have some fun there. We're trying to build like that community, the DYDX community and Stargaze. So come on, chip in. Let's start it.
Get weird in there, right? Get really, really weird. I posted the tweet that has the link to the Telegram. And if not, if you don't want to go to that tweet, it's in the bio for Gekis.
Yeah. And thank you, everybody, for joining in. I'm Jacob. down below, talking behind the geckies. But yeah, I'm excited for this. So let's get it going.
And okay, so here's a little bit of like stuff that's happening right now for geckies, right?
Okay.
Right now, we have Bernie. Bernie is a lot of people, like in the Stardust community, are helping out with this project. Bernie is actually helping with the front end, and making it so that when the Hedgy community comes to Stargaze's website to claim their Geki and or mint their Geki and then get their airdrop, like he's making it seamlessly like super easy so that they don't have to go to too many windows. It's just going to be all in one window, just to make it like a very smooth transition from Ethereum to Stargaze. So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the UI. It's sleek. You know what I mean? It's like, no, Bernie is good. So Bernie know what he's doing. So, you know, if Pixel Wizards, I don't know if you're white listening, know anything about Pixel Wizard, but yeah, Bernie is dope.
Yeah, Bernie is doing an amazing job at that. And just like, who else knows Stargaze platform better than Bernie? You know, not a lot of people. Bernie knows Stargaze in and out. So I'm really happy to see that he's helping out with the project. Super sick.
Yeah. Can't wait to see how many edges we met geckies. Yeah, so if you're edgies listening, make sure to share the words, you know. We're doing this for you, and you know, we want to show up and let's do it.
All right. So how are we gonna give away some whitelists on this space? How are we gonna do this? Let's see.
We could do if you come up to talk, you'll automatically get a whitelist.
And if that's an easy one. Yep. Yeah. If you automatically come up here, boom, you get a whitelist.
And
problem.
And if you're down below, you don't wanna come up, we just pick maybe like two or three people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I want to see more people retweeting the damn space. I want to get more people in here. I want to go get more people in here just to chill and have fun and talk and bullshit. If you have any questions about geckies, you know, come up and speak. So yeah, just hit that retweet button really quick. Do it now.
Do it now. Just do it. I got that sound. That soundboard.
Jake, do I sound like I'm sick? Do I sound like normal games?
No, normal. I would say 80% gains. 80%
gains. Yeah. Bro, it's also the weather. The weather out here in Michigan, it's not helping, dude. It's when I got back from Denver, it was it got really warm and then it got really cold and then it stayed cold. Now we're at 34 degrees, bro.
What is it? What, say that again?
We're at 34 degrees, dude.
Oh, damn. It's not that cold where I am right now. Jersey, it's a little bit, maybe like 40 something. But we haven't got to that much. That's wild. It's not like it's snowing for you, right?
No, it actually was snowing earlier. It was snowing earlier, dude. Just a little bit. Like, not a lot. Just a little bit.
What up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, look who's here. This motherfucker come up.
Just fit in, you know?
What's up, bro?
Not much, you guys. Thanks for having me up.
Fucking Squid Gang up here. Man.
Speaking of cold, you just reminded me of Denver when I froze my you-know-what off and cranked the heat inside our Airbnb to 78 degrees. Because I was so drunk.
My God, this guy thought we were in some freaking spa, bro. He was freezing his, you know what, off, and he turned up the heat to like 78 degrees or 80. I don't know. It was ridiculously hot. I don't keep my house that hot. I can't sleep when it's hot. I gotta sleep in a cold house.
Yeah, it was like a sauna in there when we woke up. Oh, that was funny. Good times, bro. Adam Denver was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have made it, but will you be at NFT NYC?
I was thinking of going. I want to so bad, but my son's birthday is April 3rd. And if I went, I know there's events like before and after, but I would hate to miss his birthday party. So still thinking about it. We'll see if I can make it work. But I would love to go and support different projects that are attending. And I know Pixel Squids is sponsoring. So it's probably going to be some sick merch there, you know?
Yeah, Gen knows how to do his merch, bro. I saw, I'm like, yo.
I know, right? I got a knack for that. I don't know what it is. I just do. I do have a knack for it. And I spend a lot of time like designing shit. Because outside of crypto, I do have like a little like side hustle. And it's for like an off-roading like a group, right? And I create like merch for that group. But yeah, the Pixel Squids merch, it came out great, dude. And people were freaking just like begging me to give them more beanies. I ran out so quick out of those beanies. But gotta make like a little squids corp like merch store or something, man. We need something.
Yeah, everyone kept asking me for those beanies at the conference, and it was funny because there were other ones being handed out by Agoric, and I forget what other project, but yours were definitely the most popular. The hats are sick too, man. Even the hoodies, everything was on point. Great job,
bro. I came back with just the hoodie. Like, I even gave away my personal beanie, my personal hat, because I felt bad because people were like asking for it. I'm like, hey, this is mine, but you can have it if you really want it. And yeah. But hey, we have a few people up here also. We have Conspiracy NFT Project, we have Web3 Cultist.bnb. Natego, I just got your message. Yep. Yeah, but it's just I'm just trying to get over this nasty cough still, so I sound like crap.
Yo.
Go ahead.
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
I'm good. What's up, Gaines? What's up, Martin, and everybody in the space?
Yo, what's up, dude? I don't think I've ever spoke to you in that space. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually new to the whole Stargaze ecosystem and everything with the Cosmos, so I just wanted to check in and maybe see if I can know more about the project.
Ah, okay. We're getting a little bit of feedback from your mic. I don't know if you're moving around or something, but hey, happy to have you here. Send the Geckies account your Stars address. If you don't have a Stars address, just at least send them a message so that we can onboard you to Stargaze. But we're giving you a whitelist for coming up here and just chilling and just having fun. And same thing for you, Marty. And then Conspiracy NFT Project. If you have your own personal wallet, that's totally fine. But one thing, what we're gonna do, right, Jacob, is we're gonna start sending out a whitelisting form, and it makes it very easy for people to, join and participate in getting their communities whitelisted. So we've already reached out to a few projects. We're not going to stop. We're going to try to get as many Stargaze projects included in this whitelist as we can, because I know people have been just screaming for the whitelist. So that's the plan.
Yeah, we want to include as many as a Stargaze fan as possible. So
I hope I made your accent, man.
What happened?
I love your accent.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think it's funny. Yeah.
So what's the story behind the Geckies, though?
Say that again?
What's the story behind the Geckies?
Yeah, so the Geckies, so technically, we had, they were the edgies on ETH. These were for like the DYDX. So the Geckies are basically a way to bridge the Stargaze community and the DYDX together, you know. I would say it's a love story, but I'll leave that for the general public to tell, you know what I mean? So
yeah, that'd be cool. What would be really cool is like if the community could kind of like develop a nice lore, like a nice story from the actual real events, but then include them in the Geckies project, right? That would be awesome if somebody like just Well, there's actually a platform on Stargaze where you can kind of like create a storyboard for NFTs. So it would just be super cool if somebody from the community could develop a nice story. Yeah, but right now there's like no like real lore yet.
If you're listening and up to that challenge, make sure to reach out to us. You know, we can try to make it work with you. You know, we're building the community here.
Yep.
Boy, Gaines, what's your thought on the Geki? Because I don't like the Geki, your actual living being. What's your thought on the Gekis?
Well, oh my gosh. So a while back, we actually had a gecko. Like, literally, we had one. And I forgot what type it was, but it was like black and yellow. I don't even know. I just remember we had one for a little while. And then one of my coworkers wanted it because he's seen all the pictures that I was posting on Facebook. And he's like, dude, I really, really want it. And I'm like, well, you can have it because like my kids, they don't seem really fascinated with it. And I'm not really too attached with it. And if you want to take care of it, you know, sure, go ahead. We actually got it as a gift. So we got it as a gift. We kept it for a while. And I was the only one that would literally play with a damn thing. I would take it out of his like cage and just hold it. He was super calm, super chill. Like, dude didn't do anything, just like chill and eat bugs. I think they're cool looking. I think geckos are cool.
Yeah. And I feel like it's unique too, you know. I haven't seen any geckies on Stargaze, so it might be the first geckies. And I haven't seen that much Geki anywhere else. So it's cool looking, funny looking art that I feel like the community would tend to enjoy, you know? So share some love with the Gekis.
Yeah. I don't know if I would own another one though. Probably not. But
yeah, you might have to do that now since you own the PFP. You gotta bring the utility, you know.
No, I'm talking about a real life gecko.
Yeah, that's why I meant. Yeah, yeah. You gotta own real one. Everybody who have an actual geckos need to have a one in real life. That's the utility we're going for.
Can you imagine that? Oh my gosh. You can redeem it for a real life gecko. Oh my goodness. Conspiracy NFT. How are you? You're up here chilling.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? Wait, did
I Sorry, we totally forgot. We're just hanging out, dude, having too much fun up here. What's up?
Is it not working? Is this working? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Just the mic is still red. All right. Yeah, we're doing good. We just dropped our supply to 2222. Been hearing some feedback. Maybe the supply was too big. We did a price drop to 199. Dropped the supply. We're not dropping anything else, so don't ask. But, you know, we feel like it's right size now, and we're going to ride this out. We've got some surprises coming for everybody who mints. There's some special surprises built in and, you know, some real utility for holding later on for people. I don't want to say share or profits, you know, because that's not good, but definitely gifts and surprises. And Ooh. we got 20 spots to give away for the Geki's whitelist as well. So I'm about to post 10 spots on Twitter or X from our conspiracy, and then I'm going to do 10 more spots in our Discord. So if anybody wants a spot, we've got some giveaways coming for you guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's keep the love going. The share. Well, yeah, so what I'm looking forward to the most is like with DYDX and Stargaze, it's like, how do we bring these two different communities, you know, I mean, together in a sense, with the Geckis, you know, because Stargaze does NFT, DYDX does the different size of NFT, DeFi, you know. So it'd be fun to see how the DYDX community react with NFTs, you know. Could be fun, but who knows? So let's see what happens. But I'm interested to see that experiment come to play. Do you think we can share a little bit about who's qualified for the whitelist, or should we wait? What do you think?
Ooh. I guess we can tease it. Yeah, we should probably tease it here. That's fine, no problem.
All right. Maybe I should wait tomorrow. No, I'm joking. But yeah. So as you guys know, the edges on ETH. So if you own one, the Stargaze people, amazing folks. And Bernie, like they had the UI set up. So if you own a Geckies on ETH, not Geckie, edges on ETH, you're able to mint one on Stargaze by like connecting your wallet and stuff, and creating a minting a name, and you also get a surprise bonus of some stars if you have edges on ETH and choose to mint on Stargaze, the Geckies. We also will be having that for DYDX staker. So if you own any DYDX token and you stake, you'll be able to, you'll automatically whitelist to mint when time comes to be. And also, all our partner project that we're working with, you all will be whitelisted as well. And also the active Stargaze user, and after the public mint. But do you want to, I don't know if we should talk a little bit about like the new system that Stargaze built, and the tier whitelist system. What do you think? Because that's pretty neat, I think.
Yeah, that's what's been taking the longest, right? Building that tiered whitelist, a custom contract. But I think it's pretty neat. I think it's pretty neat how they're going to make it so that there's different types of like wallets that will qualify and all that fun stuff. That's what's been taking the longest for the Geckies project, but it's almost done.
Yeah. And it's great too, because now the whole Stargaze community will get to use it afterwards. So you can create some kind of great engagement early on, like with launching your project. And that's why I love the Stargaze people. They keep shipping time after time. And I would say they're great folks to build around with, because even with like all the projects that we're working on, they've been pretty helpful in every aspect. But yeah, so like I said, this is an open mic space. If you're listening, if you have any question, any concern, make sure to come up and also join our Telegram Discord, not Discord, Telegram, and just come up and let's grow this community. Let's create a welcoming space for the DYDX fam. Let's show that what Stargaze is up for. You'll be like,
let's show the DYDX community who the real DGens are, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them are hella DGen. But we're JPEG DGens, so let's see who can do it the best over here. I'm getting ready to pick the whitelist winners for the Telegram campaign that we did. All you had to do was drop some memes on a tweet. So yeah, I'm going through that process right now, picking the whitelist winners. It shouldn't take long. I'm working on it right now.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see.
Yeah, so do you guys, I see Martin, I don't know if you have any question, anything you want to talk about, but yeah, you can ask anything about the Geckies and stuff.
I might have missed it already, so I'm multitasking here, but when is the mint date?
So as of right now, the mint is for the 29th. So finger crossed, that's when it will happen. So that's why we're shooting for the 29. And the cool thing about the Geckies is free mint. So we got no excuse. So you know what I mean? So it's like no financial loss, anything, just a free mint for the general public. And in a way, I'll say it's a way to bring people together in a sense. Like the DYDX community, they're not used to NFT that much. So it's a fun way and a great way to get them involved into the NFT scene. But yeah, and the art is good too. So it's like, it's not like just some funny looking. It's funny looking, but it's good funny looking, you know? Good funny looking.
I like the art. I'm a fan of the art. It's nice. I definitely want one. I was just curious too, actually, because I asked this question when I was on Spaces with Stash last week. For the mint, you say it's free, and I've just noticed in the past anyway, when I've tried to join some of the free mints, I know this may not be a problem for people with whitelist, but as soon as it hits public sale, it usually gets swarmed with bots and can get minted out in seconds or, you know, a couple minutes. So is there any way for you to address that potential issue, or is that not really a concern of yours? Just because I have seen it in the past. There was a collaboration from women from Cosmos and Baby Wads, and I think it was like 93% minted out from whitelist. And as soon as the public sale went live, I went to mint one, and like within 6 seconds, it was like, oh, it's already minted out. And I was like, what? Like, how's that even possible? There's still like 300 left or so, you know, and it happened in seconds. So I don't know. Is that something that Stargaze could look into, Gaines, and implement like maybe a extra layer of security for that? Or is that something where maybe artists or people creating NFT collections on Stargaze should add a very minimal amount of stars? But I understand the whole premise around doing like the free mint to just bring people together for the community. So just curious about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I would say like one thing that really helped alleviate that is like the tier whitelist system that Stargaze and the team is working on. So since we have one of the tier like active Stargaze user in a sense. So if you're a Stargaze user, you'll be able to mint. So just get ready when that tier goes live and just mint. Yeah, and as for like the public mint, I feel like that's an issue that I feel like every NFT platform face. It's a matter of like now as a community to finding a solution. Because as of right now, I don't really see like a concrete solution. That's why the tier minting really helps. So you can just, for the last step, just include active wallet. So I think for the most part, those are not bad. They're actual human being, I think. So that's a nice way of doing a mint in the future, you know. And it's fun too, because you can like, if you're building a project, you can have the most active user of your platform or like your project mint first, the second time another group. So it's pretty interactive. And also as for the Geckies, I wanted to mention is we also have another protocol reaching out to us to do some cool things. So I won't share anything on that, but we got some cool thing. I would say the cool thing is the fun, you know. It's a free mint, so let's make it fun, let's share the love, and let's show the DYDX who the Stargaze community is, you know, in a nice and welcoming space, you know. So, and that's why I'm looking forward to nothing more, nothing less, you know. I mean, nobody's losing anything from this mint. It's just, if you like the art, mint one. If you're not support Stargaze project that you tend to love for the past few years, you know what I mean? Like, tweet, like, and if you have any feedback, I'm open to all, anything actually. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a community project. But yeah, Lil Gaines, did you raffle one already? Or not yet?
Yes, absolutely. I shared it in the Geckies Telegram. Shared in the Geckies Telegram who the winners are for that simple, like, amplifying the tweet whitelist giveaway. And I will post them on Twitter here soon, shortly. You can pick a few people from the audience if you want to, Jacob, to give away.
Yeah,
right now.
Let me just close my eyes. and just and just push it off, and like where my eyes land, that's who it's going to be. Should I count on? Should I count at 3 or 5? No, let's
do 5. Whatever you want, really.
So let's do 1. 1. Boom. All right. So maybe that's not gonna work. It doesn't work. I have too much of my eyes see too much. I can't lean on just one person. Let me see. Let's see. I mean, only people we have. We have 33 people. So let me ask. Let me ask ChatGPT. Give me to send me a number from 1 to 33. Let's see. All right. Give me a number from 1 to 33. Oh, 17. Let me count now. Yeah. I'm not making any sense, but anyway.
No, I've seen people do it like that before. Yeah. It works, yeah.
Yeah, it works, right? All right, so I see Mike. Okay, Mike. Is it Mike? No, J Smile. You got one, so you can send me the wallet you want to be whitelisted. Let me do another one. Another one. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 3, 7. So since your audio project, we already got you in. So I'm gonna go to the other one since you already got you some whitelist. Spoon. All right, Spoon, you next. So you can share with me your address, your store address you would like to get whitelisted. You can just either DM it to us and we'll add you on the list.
Yeah, but congrats.
Yeah, but did you have anything you wanna share more? I don't know. I feel like we talk a little bit about everything and stuff, but I'll say one thing to keep on the look for is like, even with this project, it's a free mint. I'll say it's a cool project. It's not like a promise of like anything, but it's more of a group of individuals who just wanna have fun with DYDX and Stargaze together. You know, a lot can happen. So depending on what you guys in the community want to happen, because the thing is we can't say much more, but it's like, yeah, I say there's a potential there, as long as the community step up and I'll say the project is in a good leadership. You say we have some good people helping, so if you wanna come up and like stepping in and do anything with the project in the sense of like being a community member and help shaping the project, always more than welcome to. If you got a Geckies, you in the club. Let's go.
I'll just announce the winners for the Telegram campaign thing that we did. Zaya, Eve, Nasal, Dollar Stick, Brasco, and Shuten Doji. These names, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing them right, but you guys won for a whitelist for the Geckies Mint. So, and in case it is a little bit over allocated, like, please, like, just make sure you turn that notification bell on for the Geckies NFT Twitter, because you want to make sure that you're there as soon as the mint opens for the whitelist. And yeah, just be ready. It might get a little crazy.
Yeah, it might, because there's a lot of Geck edgies older, and also there's a lot of DYDX older. So you don't wanna not be there, you know what I mean? So, and always I'm an open book. If you have any question, anything, even any concern you have about the project, we'll be more than happy to answer them. And also, one thing I would love to see more as this project going forward is the community come and have fun. The meme, you know, we got some good meme. I'm glad to see a resident in the building. So I know it's going to get really spicy in the next few days. So I'm excited for that. We also have Gaines in the spicy sauce. Yo, I call him the meme lord, you know. Yo, it's funny. But yeah, so come up. Let's shoot it in the Telegram. Yeah, and let's have some fun with this first of a kind free mint on Stargaze. Let's start a culture between DYDX and Stargaze.
Hey, Jacob, really quick. Sorry. Did you already DM the winners for that whitelist that you picked?
Oh no, I should have DM'd them, right? Because someone gonna DM me and ask and act as.
Yeah.
Let me do that right now because someone gonna DM and be like, "Yo, that's me."
Okay, so you pick two, right? We can pick three more, and the way that we'll do that is we'll just see who helped retweet the space. I'll take care of that right now.
Yeah, you might have to do that one.
Yep, I'll do that one right now. You don't worry about it. I got you.
Nice.
I got you. Let's see.
Oh, I see Amanda below. Oh, what's up, Amanda? I see a lot of cool people. Oh, my gosh. Eric, Brasco, Scott, Mike, Max. Yeah, we have a lot of people.
All right. I just grabbed the link to this space. Three winners. Here we go. Let's see who gets it. NFT Geckies Twitter. Must be following the NFT Geckies Twitter too. All right, load the tweet. Here we go.
Oh, since I see Amanda here, by the way, I'll reach out soon for like the event that I mentioned to you about for New Jersey and stuff, so. But yeah, let's keep it going.
All right, I got the winners for the for retweeting the space. Gordon Namzi, Jay Smiles, and Resident Cosmos. I'll reply to the tweet here for the winners.
Oh, I already picked Jay Smiles, but I don't know if you wanna do it again for Jay Smiles.
Okay, we'll redraw. We'll redraw. Yeah,
just for Jay Smiles, but the other one that I haven't picked yet. Jay Smiles.
Okay, so replacement for Jay Smiles is Nitego.
Ah, that's a good one. And Nitego, what's up, Nitego?
All right, I'll just drop here the winners. Bam, there it is. Easy peasy. Congrats.
What's the word? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. What's after that?
I'm not sure.
I know it's okay. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Like, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
I know it's like okay now okay. You go ahead. Say what you wanted to say.
No, I think right now it's a good time to just cut the space. We've been on for an hour, and I just really appreciate people for stopping by. We'll do another one of these. Do more fun little giveaways and just to hang out and chat. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And again, thankful for all of y'all. And make sure to like, follow, like Gen say, join our Telegram. Let's have some fun and let's try to welcome the DYDX community, you know. Let's show them who we are. The Stargaze. How do we call ourselves? Stargaze not? Or Stargazer. I forgot. I think we had a name, but I can't remember.
Stargazers. Yeah, Stargazers.
Stargazers. So let's show the Stargazer spirit, you know. But yeah, so I appreciate all y'all. So we're gonna end it now. So have a great week. And if you want a partner or collab, our DM is open and let's keep it going, guys. I'm excited. Let's go.
Let's go.
Have a good night.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over the impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.